Hello, welcome. You are listening to Not Crazy, but Far From Sane. I'm your host, Megan Bowe. I hope everyone's doing excellent or hanging in there or letting it out, however you are feeling. It's the holiday season, so you could have lots of different feelings, and that is totally okay. That goes for any time of year, but I know that the holidays tend to be more emotional for some people for different reasons. Personally, my grandma passed away. Of course, as soon as I start, the freaking dump truck comes right now. Anyway, let it go. My grandma passed away December 16th, 2006. So I understand that time always feeling a little more somber, because you have the past memory of having had that loved one with you and then now living life without them, especially holidays. That can be tough. My heart does feel a little bit more heavy, a lot more heavy this morning. Actually, I went on Sunday, which was December 18th. I went to my stepdad's holiday party that he threw for his employees. My mom hosted it at her place, at their place, whatever, but she really put it all together. It was an awesome, fun party. I got to meet, I already knew most of his employees from having worked there before, but I got to meet this new girl. And I actually found out this morning that her sister passed away last night in a car accident. It's just so awful. I just met this woman on Sunday, and then like 48 hours later, her sister passes away, especially within the week of Christmas. It's just really puts things in perspective. You know, drive extra careful, everybody. There are holiday drivers out too, so just be extra patient. And take deep breaths when you're out there. So that was, I'm in my feelings today about that and just other, you know, just in my feelings. That's just always so sad. I traded gifts with them, like in the white elephant or the whatever it's called. White elephant gift exchange. Darn it, you know, it's just, that's, yeah. So hold your loved ones extra close and be thankful that you have your loved ones with you. That's what I'm doing. And yeah, so moving forward, I want to talk about just how I've been trying to get this episode out, or my number 12. This is number 12. And yesterday I recorded for, let's see how quick I can do that math, for at least over an hour and some odd minutes. Because I first recorded an episode that was like 40 minutes long. I was like, wow, this is the longest episode I've ever had. I'm going to stop it here. If I feel the need to record another episode this week, I will. I went back and I started listening to it. I got 6 minutes in, and the audio had switched from recording on my nice microphone to using the computer microphone. So it obviously had such a difference of sound. The first 6 minutes sounded incredibly professional, and then the rest sounded like a school PowerPoint. So I was not okay with that. Then I was like, cool, we'll just re-record. Well, I did, and it wasn't meant to be. We'll just leave it at that. Yesterday was just one of those days where I felt like, all right, whatever I'm trying to do, I just had to keep laughing off certain instances. Let me think of a good one that, I mean, and they're just small things that add up of just like the day that I was having. First, you know, started with the podcast not going in my favor, and then having computer issues, figuring out why it didn't record with my microphone the whole time, because I had never had that issue. And I'm actually waiting to see if the same message occurs this time. And then like little things. I went to my therapy appointment yesterday, and my therapist used the word visceral. And I felt like I kind of understood what it meant based on the context and how he was giving the definition or the connotation of the word, right? But I wanted to know in my own way, right? So I asked Siri, like, what the word visceral meant. And I was actually asking her on my Apple Watch. My phone wasn't even in the same room, and she replied on my phone, which was odd to me. And I was just, okay. So yesterday I asked her, I was like, hey Siri, what is the word? I had to whisper it because I don't need her to like activate right now. And she said it meant relating to the viscera. So I was like, okay, bitch, well, can you define viscera for me? It was just little things like that. And then at the grocery store, Joan and I went holiday shopping together yesterday. Yeah, literally, if you Google the word visceral, it says relating to the viscera. So, okay, great. Well, so then can you tell me what a viscera is? So then I'm going to really read this to you because it's the internal organs in the main cavities of the body, especially those in the abdomen. The intestines is the example they give. So little stuff just was like, okay, weirding me out. Like, no, Siri doesn't normally answer that far away. So I thought it was weird that literally holding the watch up to my face doesn't activate, but yet the one in the other room does. So I was just like, I don't know, just certain little things were weird. Then, okay, so Joan and I were at the grocery store and she was needing a jalapeno and I'm standing there and all I can see are the serrano peppers, the tomatillo peppers. I don't see them and I'm verbally talking about jalapenos out loud. And there was a grocery store employee standing like right in front of the jalapenos, like right next to us. Doesn't say anything. He's like the whole time, but then he moves like right whenever like we're still trying to find them. Nothing. Doesn't say anything. Like, oh, they're right here. Like less than helpful. Well, he scoots like 4 feet over or four steps, whatever. And I'm like, oh, they're right here. I guess he couldn't tell us that they were right here. Like as if like just, I don't know, just people in their own world not paying attention. But it's like just little things. Like I know those don't seem like anything right now. And maybe they do, maybe they don't. Maybe you completely understand what I'm talking about, where it's just like tiny little things where you're like, okay, somebody could have spoke up and made that just a little bit easier. Like, I don't know. I hate when definitions give you the definition of the root of the word. Like, tell me all of it. Don't. It's just like things making you, I just felt like I had to just take extra steps to get what I wanted. Perfect way to describe it. But what I had originally started to record yesterday was my story of my dog bite and then me going to the different doctor offices for that. Hold on, I'm gonna go turn the heater off because I'm sure that's incredibly loud. Be right back. Okay, my apologies. I forgot to turn off the heater before I even started doing this episode. There's little tiny things I have to check to make sure sounds don't interrupt my process over here. But thanks for going along this journey with me of me not having a soundproof room and having to just make it work, okay? So I was talking about, I think, what I was going to talk about in the episode. So just bear with me because, oh, that's also, sorry, I'm like making a list of the things that I had spoke about yesterday in my two different episodes that are apparently never going to see the, hear anybody let him hear. I don't know how to word that, but sorry, I'm just like jotting down notes of what I was going to talk about. All right, so let's just talk about the dog bite real quick because it was just silly. It was 3 weeks ago and I was at school all day working on a project that it was like the end of the semester project. So kind of had been looming over me for some time at that point. So I was excited to be pretty much finished up, right? So just kind of I'm trying to place you where and how I was feeling. So I'd been at school, I'd been gone for all day, basically, which I am such a homebody. I love being home with my dogs. They make me feel safe. And I do like going out and exploring the world too, but I have like a time limit on how long I like to be out before I have to go back and touch base basically at home. And there's also certain times of day that I absolutely hate being out on the road driving because of traffic, or I just know that there's going to be way more cars than usual. I'll typically avoid those times. Like usually when school gets out or in the mornings, I either have to leave super early or after the window of like rush hour to work. Yeah, I know. Sorry. Try living in my mind. It's just all these little rules I have. And of course, obviously, I have to bend the rules for certain times and be like flexible. Hence where it comes in, practicing how you respond and react to situations that you would normally not do so well in. Sorry, that was all a side note. But that's what this is all about. It's just mental health and, yeah, my story. So either way. But all right, so I had been gone for way too long, and I had got home. Right when I pulled into the driveway, I heard just voices shouting down the street. And I looked out, and I could see one of my neighbors who I've spoke to before. I've actually helped her get her dog back to her before when he was loose. I could see her just, her dog was on a leash and she was just standing out there. Like, it's not like she was like walking the dog much or doing anything. She was just standing out there. So I didn't know if she was like listening or if it had to do with her or what was going on. So I come inside, put my stuff down. I don't even smoke a bowl. That tells you how little I was home. And, you know, me being me, the old me, addicted to drama, I was like, oh, let's go listen to the chisme. And so I like started walking down the street and I was like, hi, are you okay? Like, what's going on? And she's hard of hearing. So I was really having to enunciate as clear as I could. I was enunciating as crystal clear possible for me. And I could tell her dog was showing aggressive behavior. You know, he was snarling and, you know, I was like, okay, yeah, I won't come any closer. But after she and I were chatting for a minute, just as you forget, you know, you do what you would normally do, like step forward to have a conversation or so the person could hear you. And I did that and just not thinking of the dog's behavior because, yeah, I was just caught up in the conversation. So the dog lunged at me, bit my leg, it ripped my jeans, but I immediately ripped them more just to see how bad the dog bite was. And she didn't really acknowledge how bad it was. She didn't really realize. She was just like, oh my gosh, I can't believe he did that. You know, oh my, like, I was like, yeah, oh my gosh. And I was just like staring at it. And then she just continued chatting with me about what we were talking about, which was how where she lives, it's a duplex. And the owner of the duplex owns like the two other duplexes right next to her. And she proceeded to explain to me what a slumlord is and how she has no AC, no heat, no hot water. Something's wrong with her sink. And she was explaining to me like the jank ass way she has to do dishes. So I'm hearing this whole story and I'm obviously feeling so horrible for her. And I'm like telling her that obviously that's not right. There's something that we've got to be able to do. And, you know, she was afraid that she would be kicked out. And I was like, what? How would you be kicked out? Like by asking for basic needs of a house, like you moved in here under false pretenses. And she also didn't even have a copy of her lease, which I thought was really odd. And she kept asking him for a copy of the lease and she wasn't getting it. So I was like, well, how about you just don't pay, you know, rent until you get a copy of your lease. And she was fearful of what the consequences would be. So I'm standing here talking to her about all this. Meanwhile, my leg like feels like it has its own heartbeat at this point. Sorry, I don't really drink coffee too often, but when I do, I'm gonna enjoy it while it's hot, unless it's gonna be iced coffee. So I stayed there so long chatting with her that she offered me a seat. We're just sitting out on the front porch. She had already put her dog inside. We're not, you know, talking about the bite so much. I'm just really entranced in her story. Because, I mean, I'm not like, you know, I'm not gushing of blood. It was puncture wounds, you know, yeah, but it wasn't so, so horrible. But then after all, I could then like focus on that. And plus, I could also only focus on the fact that I have been bit by one other dog in my life. And it was actually at that same house like 22 years ago when I was like 8 years old or seven, something. I was pretty young. I was trying to think like I try to measure my time. And my mom got married when I was 10. So I knew it was before she was married. So it had to have been like, yeah. And it was like she started dating Rick when I was 8. So I think it was before she even knew Rick. That's kind of how I measure my time in my life of like when certain things happened. So I'm sitting there being like, this is the strangest thing. How is it that I got bit by a dog at the same damn house, just years apart? Obviously, different owners. This woman had just moved in, basically. So that's also why she couldn't get access to her records for the rabies shots. And actually, the dog's not even hers. It was her, it's her son's. But then when I had ran back up to the house and told my dad about it, and then my dad and I went back down there just to like tell her, because I kind of just left the conversation, was like, hey, I'm gonna go clean my wound, I'll be back. So when I went to tell my dad, he was like, well, we gotta go back down there and tell her that we're just gonna at least have to report it. And I was kind of nervous. I wasn't kind of, I was nervous, because I don't know, I don't want to be the reason someone's dog, you know, gets put down. I mean, that would be the worst thing that would happen, you know. Plus, I was on her property, the dog was on a leash, I was feeling really bad. Like, I walked towards the chisme and the world bit me. So, like, he was saying, stay away, bitch. You don't need to walk towards the drama. And so, what my point was that she ended up telling my dad and I that the dog is her son's, and the son doesn't answer the phone when she calls sometimes. So we're just like, oh, of course he doesn't. And since she just moved in, she has the rabies records packed away somewhere, God knows where. So we're like, oh, okay. So at this point, you know, who knows what I have or don't have. But here I am 3 weeks later and I'm still surviving, so I'm good. Anyway, so moving forward, well, let me just touch on the fact that that was the same house I got bit by a dog at, because when I was running up to, when I had told the lady, like, hey, I'm gonna go clean my wound, I'll be back to talk to you. And she was like, oh yeah, for sure. Because then she like looked at it with me and she was like, oh my gosh, she did seem more alarmed. Like, I don't think she realized in the moment how, like, I think she just thought that he like ripped my jeans. But no, like, he ripped my jeans to get some skin. So then she did seem a little more concerned, of course. But so when I was running up to my house, I had all these deja vu flashbacks from when I was a little girl running back up to my house from a dog bite on my arm. And when I was a little girl, I've been trained around dogs, and I kind of pride myself on knowing a thing or two about dogs or dog behavior. I don't know everything, of course. I'm not Caesar, whatever his name is, Milan or whatever the hell his name is. Now I kind of really want to know, because I don't like saying stuff and then being wrong. Yeah, I was right. Caesar Milan. But I do pride myself on knowing a thing or two, because my grandfather actually trained dogs, and I just grew up around knowing, you know, how a dog should behave in your home. And so when I was a little girl and I went down the street, it was actually for a garage sale, and my cousin Jane was with me. And I remember even asking them, may I pet your dog? So I asked the owner, and I put my hand out like so the dog could sniff the back of my hand, because that's how I was taught. And the dog jumped up and bit, I guess what you would call, like, just like my elbow kind of area, like the skin right next to my elbow. And I ran up the street when I was a little girl and told my dad, and we went to the little med clinic or whatever. So I'm having all these like this like flashback moment of like, that's so weird. So I was in such like a shocked daze about it. So anyway, my dad and I then went to the little med clinic like right behind our house, and we go in, and I'm not reading any of the signs on the door, because why would I? I don't hardly go to a med clinic. If I have a problem, I'm gonna go to my primary care physician. We walk in, no one says anything to us. We're standing, like, there's one person being seen in front of us. There's like two people sitting in the waiting room. We walk in, no one says anything to us. A couple minutes go by, and then she says, do y'all have masks? And I said, nope. Sorry, the dump truck's here again, so pardon the noise in the background, but I'm gonna continue on, because you're not gonna ruin my story, trash guys. Thank you so much for your hard work, though. That is a tough job. Truly. So, sorry, I was thinking about Martin Luther King and like the, I'm pretty sure that has to do with the trash protest, or what, not, what, strike. It was like, yeah, the trash company, waste management basically striking. And that's how, and that was on the day of Martin Luther King, I believe. And that's why we march. Sorry. hold on. It says trash holiday, but I knew what they mean. Yeah, well, that's why they're led with dump trucks, like the trash trucks at the beginning of the MLK marches, is because I'll have to get back to you guys on that, but I was just thinking that's what, anyway, I'll read more about this and follow up with you all on what I mean by this, but I read about it when I marched one year, because I thought that was really interesting, because I was like, why does the MLK march start with dumpsters? Like driving, like, and everybody then marches behind the dumpster. Or not the dumpster, what do you call it? The dump truck. That's what I'm gonna call it. It's a dump truck. Anyway, what was I saying? Oh, so I tell her, you know, I kind of matched her energy, the receptionist, when she said, "Do y'all have masks?" And I said, "Nope." And she said, "Okay, do y'all have an appointment?" And I said, "Nope." She goes, "Okay, well, you can sign in online." And then that's when I was kind of annoyed, because she made it seem like, well, how the hell am I supposed to know all of these things? Like, and first, also, I'm annoyed because I hate when you go into a place of business and no one greets you. I don't care if it takes fucking 20 minutes for you to see me. You just need to say, "We'll be right with you." No one even said that. So for your first thing out of your mouth to be to us is, "Do you have a mask?" It's like, it was just setting like a, I don't know. But the way I responded was also, we'll get to that. So she gives us masks. She tells me, oh, so when she said, you know, "Do you have an appointment? We'll check in online." I was like, okay, well, how was I to know how to do that? Like, I was like, the energy is a little bit weird in here. You know, we were just standing here in line for a few minutes and no one said anything to us. And she goes, "Well, it's on the door." And I was like, "Ma'am, I didn't read the 4 different signs on your door." And I'm thinking, why? Because I don't read signs on a door unless, like, the business is closed and I really needed to go in there for something. So yeah, I'm going to need the information. Or unless it's 72-point font and it's, like, really large, and I can read it real quick, but I'm not gonna stop and read the outside of the door when it looks overwhelming, like it's bombarding me with information that's fine print. No, thank you. Plus, I'm in here for a dog bite. It's not like I don't know. I'm just like, can you help me or not? That's kind of the mood I'm in at this point. So all these extra questions before I can even be seen is just, anyway. So I'm trying to sign in then online. So she tells me I can scan this QR code to check in online. So I do so, right? Well, as I'm trying to sign in on my phone, it keeps like kicking me out. And so I tell her that, well, it's kicking me out. Mind you, she's still with whoever she was still talking to. So all of this could have been easily avoided if she would have just said, "I'll be with you in a moment." That's all this woman had to say. But no, she decided to handle 2 things at once while also trying to deal with the person she was just talking to. And then, you know, being a bitch to me about not wearing a mask and checking in online and all this stuff. So yeah, I was matching her energy. And I told her, I said, "Well, it's not letting me sign in right here." She goes, "Yeah, that's because I have to do something over here." And I just waited a second and I looked at it and I was like, "So why are you having me do this right now?" I go, "I'm really confused. The energy in here, seriously, I was like, do I need to go somewhere else? I'm just in here for a dog bite and I just want to know if you all can help me or not." And then she stood up and she's like, well, asking me how bad the dog bite is. And I was like, "It's right here. You can look for yourself." Because I don't, in my mind, I'm like, what's bad to somebody isn't bad to somebody else. So, you know, no, like, skin's not falling off of me. I'm okay. I don't think I need stitches by any means, but I think it needs something, or I need a shot or something, I know. And so I'm just annoyed at this point. And so I'm, you know, filling out the information that I need to fill out. She's telling me that it's going to take about 2 hours to be seen. And I'm like, okay, just as long as you guys can see me or like whatever, that's cool. And I kind of kept cutting her off because she was giving me information that to me was useless, because to me, they were excuses. She was trying to explain to me when I had was talking about when I had made the comment about the energy in there, she was then trying to explain to me about her perspective. And I just looked at her and I said, that's fine. And I kept kind of cutting her off because at this point I'm like, I don't really care. The whole point of this was just to get me signed in. Like, so if we're taking care of those things, I really don't need your explanation right now. And I don't care if that's bitchy. I was annoyed at this point because the way I look at it, if you are the person who works somewhere, and especially you work somewhere where you're supposed to be taking care of other people, people are going to come in feeling some type of way. It's your job to make sure that they feel okay. And emotionally did not feel okay by their welcoming. So yeah, I'm gonna bark back a bit. that's just who I am. But then this is also who I am. I left a Target because it was right next door, browsed a little bit, walked around, came back, and I apologized to her because I have to live with myself and my growth, my progress, and the skills I've learned now. That's not how I want to be, nor how I want to react in situations. I shouldn't take how she is personally, because she would have probably been like that to anybody. And it just falls in line with not taking shit personal from people, anything and everything, no matter what, because that's how that person is. We can't take anything that other people do personally. And it's something very hard for me to still accept and understand, but I'm putting that in place more and more now. But I apologized. I just straight up went up to her and I just said, hi, yeah, I just want to say I'm sorry for earlier and I'm going to apologize. I was incredibly overwhelmed. That's still no excuse. It's finals week. I haven't been home all day and I was just frustrated earlier, so I apologize. She thanked me like 2 different times. She didn't apologize, whatever, not my problem. So I sat down, waited for my turn. I felt like apologizing made it better because I felt like the staff, like the back of the house staff, was like nicer to me. I don't know, but anyway, I finally got seen, and that was annoying because they had me fill out paperwork when I was sitting in the back, and I'm wondering, why the hell didn't you guys make me do this while I was sitting out there waiting to be seen? There's just things that don't make sense to me, and especially after having worked in a doctor's office before, I would say like a cumulative, like a year and a half, I don't know, and by no means was I excellent at my job. I fucking hated my job, but I understand also being efficient. And sorry, when it's the end of the day and you're wanting to go home as an employee, you would think you would try to be as efficient as possible. And this place just wasn't, because whenever I was in the back room waiting, they'd already gave me my tetanus shot and told me that I just needed to go home and clean my wound myself. They didn't even clean it for me there. So I'm sitting with this, like, at this point, this, like, 2.5 hour dog bite that's still not been cleaned because, well, I take that back. When I went home and right before we left to the med clinic, I did pour alcohol all over it just to like kill what was immediately on there. But I just was expecting them to, I don't know, clean it up, but they didn't. They just gave me an ice pack, tetanus shot. I filled out paperwork for the city for the dog bite and whatnot. And they, like doctors do because of HIPAA purposes, but they leave you in that room and they shut the door. Well, through the walls, I can hear these gals talking about things that have nothing to do with work. And that's fine. I want you to still be able to enjoy your job, but at the expense of my fucking time, that's not cool. Especially when you have me in this room for a really long time and it's already been 2 hours since I've been waiting. It's the end of the day. I know I'm basically your last patient here. And what I mean by that, the best example I could give is they're talking about how, oh, last night when I went home, he didn't even feed the kids and they were still doing homework. And I was like, well, why didn't you feed the kids? And then he was like, well, I was waiting for you. And I told him, well, that's just crazy. You know, I get home late. The kids need to eat dinner. Like, this full on conversation is going on. I can't make it up. So I open the door and I'm just pacing in the doorway, like the door frame of my room that they have me in. And I then just make eye contact with one of the gals and she looks at me and she says, oh, she's almost got all your stuff. And I said, yeah, I'm really sorry and I don't mean to be a pain, but I'm getting incredibly anxious. I've been gone now from home for 12 hours and I understand that things happen, but I really gotta go. Like, I cannot handle it anymore. I had hit my threshold. My personality very much so is going to let people know how I'm feeling, especially like if I've already tested my patients to the best of my ability. Like, I didn't say anything about the paperwork. I didn't do it. Like, all these little things in my mind that don't make sense that I'm holding back on and biting my tongue on because I'm like, you're growing, Megan, you're growing. You're good, you're good. Like, all these things are happening for you to make progress in these areas, right? I can only fucking take so much before I'm like, I've got to go home and like smoke weed and cuddle my dogs. I need my therapy, like the things that soothe me. So Yeah, I basically just kind of stood there until they wrapped me up, like wrapped it up, not wrapped me up, but wrapped up the process. 'Cause yeah, dude, I don't want to sit there and listen to you by all means. Like, I don't mind, obviously. People have fun at work, do it. I want you to enjoy your job. But it's like walking and texting. You can't text that great, or you can't walk that great. You're gonna run into something or misspell something if you're doing both at the same damn time. You're gonna walk slower. You'd be amazed by how fast you can walk when you're not doing something on your phone than when you are doing something on your phone. It makes a huge difference. Like, I can get to class in almost like 7 minutes walking from the parking lot if I'm not on my phone. If I am on my phone, it'll take me like 11 or 12. And I only know this because I set a workout each time I walk from my car to the classroom, because it's almost half a mile. So yeah, I'm gonna count that as a fucking exercise. So that being said, I know that these ladies aren't working as quick as they possibly could if they're talking about homework and dinner and their disappointments from the night before. So yeah. And plus, I had a final the next day. Like I said, I blame myself. I'm the one who went down the street to listen to the chisme, the gossip, if you're not familiar with the Spanish version of the word, the Spanish word. So yeah, then I had finals, which were okay. I mean, my semester was all right. It wasn't perfect. I mean, C's get degrees. I got 3 C's and 1 B. My B was in chemistry, actually. Climate change, I did not pass a single one of those fucking tests. There were 3 tests this semester. I didn't pass, not a one. First test, I got a 50. The second test, I got a 68, 2 points, fucking away. One question. There were 50 questions, 2 points each. I was so pissed, still pissed about that. A 68. Fucking 68. That's happened to me like twice this semester where I'm like, really? By one question? All right, cool. And then the third test, I got a 64, which was a bummer because I thought I had done better on the third test than on the second test. And I was like, how the hell did I get a better grade on the second test? I mean, granted, it's 2 questions extra I got right. But then on the final, which I thought I had done the absolute best on, I studied the most for that one. Shout out to Tabitha for helping me. Fuck, dude. I think it was a 54. But one of the tests got dropped. And I'm just a piss ass test taker. Especially, like, these were all in person. So, like, no open note at home. Like, this was just, it's on climate change. It was like real science questions about fucking geography and crap. Like, it's hard to remember. It's hard to remember like specific ex like things, and I don't know, that's the thing, is I thought that I understood the material, but clearly when it comes to testing, and maybe that's it, maybe I do know the material, but when it comes to tests, because that's what my teacher ended up telling me, he was like, you need to come see me because this is a testing problem, it's not like a material problem. I was like, okay, because I showed up to the only class I ever missed was when I had COVID and it was an excused absence, but other than that, I went to my Monday, Wednesday, 6 o'clock climate change class every single fucking time. So, I mean, I walked away with a C in the class because I'm pretty sure I mentioned my carbon emissions reduction project on the episode before. And I did composting and I kicked ass at that project because I really did put in a whole lot of work and effort into that. And I got a 100 on my project. So that I was very, very proud about. So yeah, if you're gonna fail all your fucking tests, you at least have to ace your project, which thankfully I'm glad that I could show him that, hey, I'm not a fucking total dud. I just really truly, it doesn't even matter if I circle the keywords in the sentence on the test or like cross out the answers that absolutely make no sense. I try. It's like I try to play the game of taking the test. If any of you have any tips, tricks, skills that have worked for you, I'm all ears because I still have 2 more years of college, and that's not going to be the last time I have a class where I'm struggling with taking tests. So, all is welcome over here. And then, yeah, let's just end it on that good note, on me getting 100 on that, because this is already a 30 something a minute thing. And yeah. Oh, well, I guess I'll tell you what I learned yesterday. It was a really good like an enlightening moment for me was I went to therapy and we were talking and I was like, I don't know why I just right now feel like I'm just super irritable about things more quick and or just by things that don't even really concern me or shouldn't concern me that have really nothing to do with me. And I'm like, why am I making this my problem? Like, don't expend some energy on that has nothing to do with you. Like, save your energy, you know? And we were talking, he was like, well, when did this start? And I was like trying to trace it back and, you know, just talking out loud, trying to figure it out. And basically we came to figure out that because school is now, like, I'm on break and school was taking a lot of my mental power, that now I have more time to focus on the other things that maybe I don't necessarily focus on because school takes so much of my energy. So now all these other little things that normally wouldn't annoy me are. And I told this to my dad earlier and he was like, we just always got to find something, right? And I'm like, yeah, that's the brain for you. So that being said, I do feel a lot better after that therapy session because it does make more sense to me. And yeah, it's all about just kind of being patient and having compassion for others. And yeah, especially this time of year around the holidays, it is more hard for people. So smile extra and just be kind. And honestly, it's also okay to get frustrated too, because there are certain situations where you're allowed to be frustrated because that's the reality. So just remember that as well. And we will chat soon. Love y'all. Okay, actually, no, I think I should end on this story. How, because I put jacket fixing down on my paper and I don't know how I missed this during the whole episode. So I bought this green coat jacket that's like super cozy and soft and fuzzy at Dillard's, I think in January when I was going to Vegas with Keith, because I didn't have like a, I don't know, like a jacket to kind of like zhuzh up an outfit, right? And I wore it, loved it for, you know, it was only cold for a couple weeks after that, so I didn't wear it for too long. Well, I did remember that I found like a hole in the jacket right where the right arm meets like the chest of the coat. And I didn't sew it for, I don't know, however many damn months that is, you know, 11, 12 months, right? Well, I went to Joan's holiday party on Friday the 16th, actually. So yes, that was I know I already mentioned December 16th. That was also the anniversary of my grandma's passing. And it had been 16 years. So 16 on the 16th. So I was sewing my jacket so I could wear it to the party, because I was wearing this like adorable red dress that actually Joan had got me. Shout out to you. She always comes up with all these clothes. I don't know how, I don't know where sometimes. I mean, I do, but I don't. And her and Alex have always gave me hand-me-downs since junior high, and I love it. Like, I'm not complaining. I absolutely freaking love it. I love the hand-me-downs, truly. And so I wanted to wear this like green coat over it so I could look super Christmassy, right? And I had this coat out on the dining table like all week to sew, but this is my procrastination for you. I wait till the like evening of, party was at 7. I think I started sewing it around like 5 something, but my ADD, I didn't want to just sit there and sew this. I was like, I'm going to get up and do my hair and then I'm going to like do my makeup and come back to it. And I don't know, I just can't sit still sometimes, especially when I'm like getting ready like for a party. I just had like a lot of energy and was, that's ADD for you. I gotta pay attention to what I want to do in that moment and it changes pretty quickly. So I was sewing it. Well, so I put it on the table, right? And I was really nervous to sew this because I hadn't sewn anything like that by hand. Like, I've only sewn like a button and like fixed my dress for that wedding, really. And I sewn like a teddy bear back together, like part of it, so the stuffing wouldn't fall. Like, I'm not a fucking pro over here. But so I have it down on the dining table, and I guess the direction that I like turned the coat, I don't know what had happened, but so I sew this thing up, right? I put the coat on and I'm not understanding because there's still a hole. And I'm like laughing my ass off for a moment. And then I went to like be pissed because I was like, I had all fucking week. I wait till the moment before and now there's still a fucking hole in my coat and I don't even know what I fucking sewed shut. Okay. Anyway, I'm like, I'm still wearing it. Keith was like, you can't even tell, just wear it. And I was like, I'm fucking wearing it. Like, whatever. But I was annoyed, right? Anyway, go to the party, let's just say 40 minutes has passed at this point. I think I'm having a cocktail, I don't know, an espresso martini, and I'm like trying to put my lighter in my pocket, right? And I'm like, why isn't my pocket opening? Y'all, I fucking sewed my pocket shut. So there's that. I'm going to end on that note because I was laughing my ass off. I had called my dad back and I was like, you're never going to believe what I did. And he was like, what? I was like, I sewed my fucking pocket shut. So I, of course, undid the thread and he was like, well, at least it's just one piece of thread. And I was like, yeah, I know. So I still have a hole in my green coat, but I'm going to sew that this week at some point. I should probably do it sooner rather than later so I can make sure I actually get it fucking sewn. Anyway, thought y'all might enjoy that. That's my life. All right. Bye.